Some veterans and troops currently deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan are writing about their war experiences for a project called Operation Homecoming. The National Endowment for the Arts will publish some of the memoirs in a book. During the next year, Morning Edition will broadcast a series of Operation Homecoming commentaries. In our first installment, Melissa Herman, the wife of an Army helicopter pilot, describes hearing bad news about Iraq.
Just a week or so shy of my husband coming home, I get an early morning wake-up call from my sister-in-law. She saw on the news that a helicopter went down. Then my best friend in Texas calls. Her first words are, "Have you heard anything?" The worry in her voice makes me nervous because her husband also flies Kiowas in Iraq. I'm suddenly hit with a feeling of dread that leaves my body cold and my heart racing. She says it was a Kiowa that went down and what area they were patrolling. I never think about the dangers of his job until something like this happens. The voice of reality in my head that I can usually keep gagged starts screaming. There's no respite from the anxiety until more details are released and I'm sure that he is safe. I go to work worrying about my husband and our friends. I know he flies in the same area where the accident occurred and he had a flight scheduled around the time of the crash. I think to myself, I would know if he were gone, wouldn't I? I would feel it. But then I wonder if that's even possible. Is it just some silly little girl's fantasy of how she and her lover are connected? The cold reality is, I will find out when men in uniform knock on my door. There are several phone calls to my news sources throughout the day to see if there have been any updates on the incident. All I want is a unit name or a troop. On a break, I call my girlfriend in Texas. Her husband has called her several times from Iraq to check on us. His worry makes me wonder if he knows something. The media has few details, and, unfortunately, what they do report only leaves room for speculation. I get home from work, and the first thing I do is check my email. There's a message from the commander's wife saying that no one in our troop was involved in the accident. Relief sweeps through me, and I realize how exhausted I am from worry. The relief soon turns into guilt, though. I feel bad for being so happy that it wasn't my husband, when I know that two families are out there hurting. I try to imagine what they must have been going through. How does a family deal with this sudden loss after such a long separation? I hurt for the families who lost their husband, father, son, brother, because their pain is real and they cannot escape the reality of what happened. The remainder of my night is consumed with thoughts of my husband. I want to talk to him and make sure he is okay. It is several days before he is able to call. I do not truly feel at ease until I hear his voice on the other line say, "Hey, baby."
Melissa Herman is a freelance writer in Colorado Springs. Her husband, Mark, expects to redeploy to Iraq sometime next year. You can read her entire Operation Homecoming essay at NPR.org. There's also information on how members of the armed services, veterans, and their families can submit memoirs to the National Endowment for the Arts. Palestinian flags at Yasser Arafat's battered compound are at half-staff today. The Palestinian leader died early this morning at a French military hospital. French President Jacques Chirac remembered Arafat as a man of courage and conviction who embodied the Palestinian struggle for a state. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan called Arafat a symbol of national aspiration. Shimon Peres, former Prime Minister of Israel, said Arafat's greatest achievement was when he tried to build peace. Nabil Shaath, the Palestinian foreign minister, called on Israel to resume implementing the U.S.-backed roadmap for peace. Secretary of State Colin Powell pledged the U.S. will do all it can do to make that elusive peace a reality.